Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is a long way from the tomato garden. I'm standing on the steps of the Layton Criminal Courthouse at 26 and Cal, one of the largest criminal court systems in the country. Reporters are walking by. About five or six police officers are across the street in a patch of shade on a sunny day. Maybe you can hear the protesters. No justice, no peace. They're here for the trial of Jason Van Dyke, the white police officer charged with murder in the shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, the black teenager, shot 16 times. One or two shots put him down. 14 more went into the body. You could see it twitching as the shots penetrated the flesh and into the pavement at 40th and Pulaski. I asked the people here if there could be such a thing as a fair trial for Jason Van Dyke. They don't really care about a fair trial. They want this cop to go down. They've seen the video. I ask, don't you want to hear other evidence? Don't you want to see other evidence? What other evidence? They've already seen what they want to see. It's in their mind. I don't know how he could get a fair trial. There's more going on than just the trial of Jason Van Dyke. Chicago politics is going on. There are more and more people crawling all over the campaign for mayor. Now Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas says she might have a hankering to run. I guess she'll split whatever Greek money could go to Paul Vallis. It looks like the organization will do anything they can to stop Paul Vallis from being on that ballot. Bill Daley also wants to run. And where is Michael Sachs, the money guy behind Rahm Emanuel, going to put his weight? He might have a new candidate out there, like a fail-safe fallback plan. We'll talk about it. Jeff Carlin is in the studio cutting up the audio that I'm sending him. And I'm here on the steps at 26 and Cal looking at people who aren't interested in justice, just results. Or maybe they want justice, but justice means conviction without seeing evidence. This is John Cass, husband, father, tomato gardener, mayoral candidate myself. And you know where you are when you can hear him shouting in the background. You're on the street that really counts right now. You're on the Chicago Way on WGN Plus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man.
Castle.
There was a man who took a stand with pen and paper in his hand. Defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river. Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Out here at 26 and Cal, I talk to people who have an interest in the trial. I talk to cops. They can't say anything up on the record. Police officer speaks on the record. They could get jammed up. Violation. But I think some of them think that Jason Van Dyke's going to go down for this. And others are defending him. And then you have the protesters. There's only three of them. Three of them today. You'd think there'd be more. Inside, they're selecting a jury. Police officers are also bombing arson, and bomb tech guys are walking with Belgian Malinois. Dogs sniffing out contraband. People are walking in and out of the courtroom. Some sheriff's deputies are on bikes or right near me. Reporters are going in and out. You can see like the TV type reporters with the TV look, you know, all glamorous. A couple brothers I met, they're in the meat business. And they're here on a case involving their other brother who's been in prison for 30 years. But they also told me an interesting story about the music business and how they've been ripped off by a succession of lawyers. Big money in those in the music, and not a lot of record keeping. And a lot of people that were involved in it years ago, their money got lost. You see police officers walking across the street when they're not working. They're in their White Sox jerseys or their Cub jerseys covering their weapons and their blue shirts. And the protesters there. Anyway, I talked to some of the protesters and some of the other people out here. And here's what they had to say. Okay, who am I talking to?
Jack Dichter, D-I-C-T-E-R.
Jack, and you're carrying a We Love Laquan vote sign.
Correct.
Right here.
For justice. There ain't no, that's kind of overkill, 16 shots. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, one or two shots going to put somebody down, but 16, it ain't happening.
What does a fair trial look like to you?
Not here. I mean, I'm being honest about it, you know. There ain't going to be no fair trial. You know, they'll probably send them out the back door, you know.
So you want them convicted?
Of course, you know.
Is that a fair trial?
If somebody killed my kid, I don't know about killing them, but, you know, put away for a while. You know, put away for life, actually.
All right.
Life, you know, you got to just stand up all the time.
All right, who, and you, sir, what is your name?
Brother Westside.
Brother Westside.
B-R-O-T-H-E-R-W-E-S-T-S-I-D-E. I'm 72 years old.
What's your real name?
Bobby Scott.
Okay, Brother Westside, black people and white people, united in peace. Mm-hmm. That's your T-shirt.
Yeah.
You're walking around with a megaphone. What are you saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, Laquan McDonald did not deserve to die. You know, he was on his way home to eat his dinner. And he was shot down in the streets like a dog with a butter knife. He was on his way home, and his mother was, you know, parents always worry about your kids. And she checked his room and said, Laquan McDonald is, you know, didn't come home.
Did his mother really worry about him?
Yes.
He was really living at home?
Yeah.
I thought he was on his own.
No, he was living with his parents, and the mother, you know.
Mom and dad?
Right. You know, your mama always worried, the parents always worry about the kids.
So, what do you want out of this?
What I want, I want justice. You know, I don't want him to walk. You know, I don't care if he gets life, don't let him out the back door.
So what is justice then?
Mm-hmm.
A conviction, that's what you mean?
Yes.
Is that justice?
Yes.
Is that a fair trial that you haven't seen any evidence and you're like, convict the guy?
Yes, he did. You seen on the video, he shot him 16 times and he was walking away from him. He was going home to eat his dinner with a butter knife.
So that's all you need, really?
Right. You know, like, you know, they showed it on national TV. You know, where he was walking away from the officer, and the officer jumped out of his car and just shot him six, you know, then reloaded his gun And I'm surprised God didn't paralyze his arm.
If he's not convicted, what happens?
Oh, they probably bum rush 26 in California.
What do you mean?
You know, it's just going to bum rush. You know, see, you can't stop these gangs. I'm going to let you know. Warlords, high lords, gay lords, cares arrangers, unknown disciples, vice lords, renegade vice lords, conservative vice lords, travelers, Crips and Bloods, they back on the streets.
Now, so I'm trying to get to understand this. Mm-hmm. You want justice, but you don't really want to consider all the evidence. You just want to convict the guy, right?
I'm looking at the evidence too.
But all you've seen was the video. You haven't seen anything else.
No, right.
Is that all you need?
Right. You know, the end time you're shooting someone 16 times, that was a Gatling gun.
The other issue is I thought there would be more protesters.
Right.
There's only three of you.
And that's why stuff is steady happening.
Pardon me?
Because it takes a village to raise a child. That's why stuff steady happening. Everybody's trying to ignore it. They don't think it exists. Only time they're going to protest is when something happened in their household.
But isn't it odd that there are only three of you here?
Right.
What does that make you think?
No, this flag represents the people watching on TV. There's a lot of people watching me on TV.
Okay.
See, I don't shut down the Dan Ryan with Father Flagin. You know, like West Side, go to support the South Side. I don't shut down Lakeshore Drive and O'Hara Field. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. What is your name?
My name is Jair Gamaliel Olivares.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 23.
23. What are you doing here?
Supporting. So I met Jack and Brother Westside at the O'Hare protest, where I showed up with my wife to hand out waters.
And so your sign says, what, you love Laquan, or what is it?
Yeah, I think it's that's Jack's sign that says, we love Laquan.
So what does that mean? You love
him. Yeah. I never knew him. And to be very honest, I guess one asks, like, how can you love anyone, right, without knowing them? But it's that almost like Christ-like love, right, where nobody deserves to die. I don't know. To see someone pass away and not have people show up at your funeral, that's a sad thing. So I guess to say that we love someone unconditionally is something I can stand by.
The fact is there are only three of you here. What does that say about the level of, I don't know, animosity? Three protesters? That's kind of lame, isn't it?
No, I think it's kind of impressive there are three of us, because I think at O'Hare we were disappointed that everybody who was here, I think, what, last Monday, wasn't at O'Hare. And we were like, where were y'all? Like, hooting, shouting about revolution, but you didn't take action. And so I think our three-person commitment just shows that between us, we have unity for the cause, and I don't know.
What's interesting is two things. One is that you know I'm running for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that?
I think I read your op-ed.
And two, what do you want out of this? Do you want him to just be convicted, Van Dyke, or do you want a fair trial?
I guess I'll tell you what I would like and what I feel I would like. So I do want a fair trial, and I think the lawyers here, like, put an order or something that Van Dyke can't have a fair trial at this courthouse because of all the protesters. But to be very honest with you, Laquan McDonald, if he were still alive here today, would not have had a fair trial. So I don't know. I kind of want to welcome Van Dyke to the system. This is what it's like, and this is what it's going to be like. I don't know. And people are kind of saying that if Van Dyke doesn't get a fair trial, or that if Van Dyke gets convicted, that it shows we don't stand with our police department. But I don't know. I almost wish this could be like a public show afterwards to just show us everything the jury saw and not have us like contest what they argued, but just see, like, I can understand why they went that way or not that way. I don't know.
If he's not convicted, what happens to Shakur?
To be honest,
you don't seem to be like a guy who looks for violence.
Yeah, personally, I don't look for violence, and I think I've told my wife that if Van Dyke doesn't get convicted, kind of like how when Martin Luther King was shot and they sent all the kids home, that's what should happen. It should send all the kids home and just prepare for the worst, because I think if Van Dyke is not convicted, it'll show us the worst.
And how can you have a fair trial of a man when you've already convicted him? I mean, you want him convicted, so...
By not putting me on the jury.
But, I mean, how is that fair?
I think And I guess I don't know of anyone who lives under a rock, but I think that case just has to be tried maybe by someone who isn't a Chicagoan.
You mean maybe move out of, to hold the trial elsewhere?
Bring in people from elsewhere. Because I think he should be tried here. I think he should see this. And I think maybe anybody who like is neutral and sees this maybe will be angry against this or be pro this. And that will show us that they're neutral or not neutral, right? Like maybe this is the litmus test.
It doesn't look like people who are protesting want a fair trial. What they want is conviction. I think that's fair of me to say.
I think that's fair to say, and I think that's anger, right? And I think that's why we're looking for people who can stand above that anger, or honest people who are just oblivious of what's going on. I think people who just sit in the courtroom and say, I don't know what's happening, and then be, I guess, talked to by the lawyers, talked to by the evidence, and then afterwards maybe decide I was wrong or I was right, and just have to live with that decision.
Out on the steps, the criminal court's at 26th and Cal. I ran into a woman having lunch, eating a hot dog, some chips. We got to talking. I want to tell you her story, too. She's worked at the criminal courts building for a long time. She's not an attorney, not a prosecutor, not a defense attorney, but she knows her way around that building. And she talked about what would happen if Van Dyke doesn't go down. And then she started talking about another story about herself and her son who was murdered. I'm not going to identify her, but she's telling the truth. She's telling the truth from her heart. I'm talking to a woman eating Fritos. What are you eating? Cheetos? Cheetos and a hot dog. Where'd you get that hot dog?
It's a benefit we're doing for one of our girls who
okay.
is fighting cancer.
So I'm not identifying you, but you are a longtime employee here.
Yes,
sir. And you're not a prosecutor or a defense attorney. All right. So how bad is it going to get here?
I don't think it'll be too bad until the verdict comes in. Hopefully it's a good verdict. Otherwise, the city's going to go up in a roar. I don't think it's going to be a civil one or a quiet one. I think if we get a bad verdict, it's going to be crazy over here.
What is a bad verdict?
If they find him not guilty or if they lower his charges.
Can they? Now, he's been charged with murder and attempted murder, right?
Yes.
Right? So can they lower it to some kind of... what can they lower?
I can get him on manslaughter. Or it depends on what they really want to. But yeah, they can drop the charge. I mean, they can lower his charges.
So the judge can do that or the lawyers can?
The judge can.
Really?
Yes.
Unilaterally?
Mm-hmm.
Unilaterally?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
There are you know, you've been around here a while, I would assume. You're not a newbie,
no.
Right? So when it first broke, I was writing... you know, when I saw Anita, it was like she was hanging out there, you know, with the feds. And then David Axelrod starts tweeting, Anita, why'd you wait 400 days? And she's like, oh, my God, I'm dead. And she was dead. That's politics. But there's talk that maybe they overcharged them.
How can you overcharge when you got 16 bullets?
Because to prove murder, you have to have intent, no?
16 bullets.
You got the video.
16
right.
bullets.
There was that case in... Yeah.
That was like an overkill.
I know.
My child was shot not too long. Was it almost a year ago? So...
By police?
No, unfortunately. Somebody called my son and killed my son outside of his home. It wasn't a gangbanger. He was a family man. You know, but... I don't know. I guess he thought my kid was rich or my kid was something. God only knows. He called my son. My son came down and he killed my kid in his own hallway. My son was 28 years old.
Have there been arrests?
Oh, yes. We have a person in custody already. A month after he killed my son.
Do you have any other children?
Yes, I have a daughter. That was just my son. It was my only boy. So, yeah. And he was a daddy. He had two little girls. You know, they're small, 5 years old and 9.
How bad is it in the city now?
Very bad. I never thought, like I do now, now that my son was murdered from a gun. So, yeah. You know, I understand our police force are under a lot, but get to know the person. It's not just because of a color. Not every color is bad. Not everybody has bad in their colors, you know. And from that video, he looked like he was walking with his hands up.
Well, he wasn't attacking the police officer.
He was walking away with his hands up. Okay. Did he get 16 in him?
That case in, you know, the one in South Shore that the barber gets popped. The female police officer reaches for him. He freaks out and he spins, right? They draw on him. They blow him up, but... The street went crazy, right?
You look at what we're going through. How many more of our kids need to get killed? And like I said, I understand our police force are under a lot of, you know, a lot of pressure and everything else, but that's not the answer. You don't ruin just that child's life or that person that you shot. You ruin your own. Not just you.
So, you've been a longtime employee here. And generally, the prosecutor's office is generally sympathetic with police. Are you no longer sympathetic?
Everybody has their own opinion. I'm not going to say I'm not sympathetic, because I am. Because, like I said, not every officer is out there bad. We do have our good ones, and we do have our bad ones. You know, it's just a shame that the bad are outdoing the good. We're afraid of our own police officers, and we shouldn't be that way.
How have you been able to process, if at all, what happened to your son?
Slowly. But working here, it becomes part of life. I just know I have to keep myself strong because I have another child and I have grandchildren. And that's what I focus on.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
I feel like going over to Bruna's restaurant, 24th and Oakley, one of my favorite places. They have a dish of veal salt and boca a la Romana, only a few blocks away from here. But I think I'll just stick, keep my eyes open, and talk to you about politics. Yeah, here at the criminal court building for the trial of Jason Van Dyke, he was in that video. That video that was infamous, the one that Mayor Rahm Emanuel sat on so that Chicago wouldn't see it until after his reelection was secure. And then once he got reelected, it came out, and people lost faith with him. They thought they were manipulated, and they have a good reason to say so. There are national magazines and others coming in trying to write the real flavor of the city as the trial begins. I saw something in the New Yorker, see it on USA Today, and all the stations are here, all the networks are here. Because they all want to tell you what the real Chicago is. The thing is, you already know. If you're listening to this, you know. If you've been reading my column, you know. If you're from Chicago, you know the real Chicago. One aspect of the real Chicago is even while the trial's going on, something else is going on. The mayoral race. Yeah, I know people talk about the governor's race, but really, that is second place. The race for mayor of Chicago is the main event, politically. Here's what we have now. Rahm pulling out. Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer, says she wants to run. Oh, really? That's nice. That's nice, Maria. Nice that you want to run. She just comes out with it. Yes, I think I should run. I think I could. And Tony Preckwinkle, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, the so-called progressive, wants to run. Bill Daley wants to run. Brother of Richard J. Daley. I talked to some people close to Bill about it. I just wondered, hasn't there been enough Daley for a while? I mean, could Chicago really deal with another Daley? Could Chicago take it? Should we have to rename our city Daley Land with all the Daleys running? Another Daley. But those close to Bill Daley think that he can appeal to the business community. They want somebody sane to run the city that's broke. He'll try to get money from the business community to run. And then, of course, there's Paul Vallis. It seems like it's shaping up, at least in the short term, to be Preckwinkle, backed by the public sector workers unions like AFSCME and SEIU and the Chicago Teachers Union. And she'll have that support, that muscle. Vallis is trying to get business support as well, because you need money to run a campaign. That's the countervailing balance. Will that be enough? Now that you have Maria Pappas in, slicing up that pie, I wonder. I mean, I really wonder if it's as obvious to you as it is to me that there are people, Greeks too, don't want Vallis to be mayor. But there's another player involved. His name's Kurt Summers. Summers is a Michael Sachs creation. You know Michael Sachs. Grosvenor Capital. Big, big money. Big-time supporter of Rahm Emanuel. If Preckwinkle doesn't work out, they're going to need somebody. Michael Sachs has been close to Rahm, but he's also been getting closer and closer with Mike Madigan. And Susana Mendoza is out there. She's a Madigan person. She's the Illinois comptroller. She's going to try to get her petitions out soon, I guess, and talk publicly about running after she is elected comptroller. But where's Michael Sachs going to put his money? Maybe Kurt Summer? Maybe there's a pressure going on where Tony Preckwinkle is being told that people won't go for Cook County Board Chairman being the mayor, and that she has to step back, let Summers have it. Daley's moving around. There's a lot going on under the surface. If anybody tells you they know, they don't. It's all about whispers. It's all about whispers and combinations and matchups. It's all really BS right now. There are announced candidates. There was Gary McCarthy, the former police superintendent, at a Republican rally. What, a picture's worth a thousand words? There was Gary McCarthy at a fundraiser. Jim Durkin, the House minority leader in Springfield. And Rauner was there. And there's McCarthy. I guess he's, you know, running that Trump flag up. I don't know how that's going to help him. Yeah, Vallis meeting with African Americans and business people. You have Tony Preckwinkle playing her politics. One of the protesters said he really wasn't interested in a fair trial. He said, would Laquan McDonald get a fair trial if he were here? I think he would. But I just can't see how people can put it out of their minds, that video. I don't know if you really can have a fair trial in Chicago of a white cop accused of murder and shooting a black teenager in a case that's been so highly publicized, with writers and pundits from all over the country coming in now to tell you the real Chicago way. I read one in the New Yorker. It professed to be an inside look, but it didn't even mention that Rahm said on the video to get elected. Everybody's spinning. Everybody has an agenda. And that's just the front of it, the Laquan McDonald trial. And behind it, that race for mayor with Kurt Summers and the unions and Tony Preckwinkle and Vallis and now Maria Pappas coming in to slice some Greek money away from Vallis. It's all rather unattractive and full of ambition. It's full of, I don't know, is it greed? Is it the lust for power? The city's broke. The city is broke. And I don't think the red ink really cares whether you're black or white or Greek or Latino or progressive or conservative, or if you're supported by business or if you're supported by the unions that want the money to keep their pensions going. I don't think the red ink cares about any of that. It's just red ink. And you know who pays for all that red ink? You do. This is John Cass for Jeff Carlin. And you've been listening to another edition of the Chicago Way on WGN+.